This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Let's go to Logan in Louisville, Kentucky. What's up, Logan? How are we doing, brother?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can. How's it going?
How's it going? It's going pretty good. Hey, guys, I have a little bit of a weird one for you guys. So I'm 19, and my friend's also 19, and I started listening to Dave Ramsey about a year ago, and since then, I went in, and I work at two jobs. I work at a Kentucky truck plant. I work at Ford, and then I also just work a little side job, and we live in a van, both of us, and we both work two jobs. We've saved up about $20,000 over the course of, like, this year doing this, and we're just trying to, like, I'm really concerned about my future. I don't want to go into debt, so, like, I don't have any debt, neither one of us, and we just want to know, where do we put this money? Do we put it in Roth IRAs? Do we put this in, maxing out my 401k at work? Where do I put this money?
So I'll let George into that, but is this a romantic interest, or is this just you and, like a roommate?
No, this is like a friend. Yeah, this is just me and a friend, a roommate.
Okay, so I would first say don't speak in terms of we when it comes to y'all's money.
Okay.
Y'all aren't building wealth together. Y'all aren't saving money together. Your van mate will have money and you'll have money. So this is your individual money. Okay? Don't like Ghostbusters 1, man. Don't cross the streams here, okay?
Okay.
So
I got you.
You said there's a side business. Are you talking about $20,000 is from the side business that you guys do together?
No. So basically, we've always just said that the money's just like we've always just put the money together. There is no side business. It's just two jobs.
Why are you putting the money together?
Well, just because, like, I don't know. We've just been friends for so long since, you know, real, real young, and this has just been.
I'm good friends with John, but we don't put our money together.
It's like Bill and Ted's 1 and 2. Like, we're gonna get married together, and yeah. Again, I got great, great friends that I've had my whole life. That's awesome. You guys are scrappy 19-year-olds sharing a van. You got no expenses. Again, not how I would do it, but high five to you, man. When it comes to sharing money, one of you is going to meet somebody. One of you is going to get another job and want to move out. And untangling, that's going to be chaos.
You're going to lose a friend over this.
That's right.
And I don't want that for you. So you've been listening to the show for a year, so you know the baby steps. So do you have any debt currently, either of you?
No, zero.
And do you have any emergency savings? Do you have a fully funded emergency fund?
Well, I mean, $20,000 we have.
And I'm guessing, okay, so you personally, how much money do you have? That's where this gets real confusing, right? Because you're saying, I don't personally have 20, we have 20. How much of that is yours?
Well, I'd say 10.
You'd split.
I would literally just cut it right
So
down.
I'm guessing $10,000 is 3 to 6 months of expenses for you or more.
Oh, yeah, way more. Oh, yeah.
Okay. At that point, you'd be at baby step 4 where you can begin investing. The bigger question here is, what is your long-term future? Do you want to be in a van for the next 5 years?
Well, Not the next. I mean, yeah, probably. Honestly, yeah, 5 years doesn't sound bad. Maybe not 10. I wouldn't like to push it like past that. But yeah, I want to like be able to have a big, you know, like Dave's always talking about, you know, having buying or, you know, having like a wealth building tool. And, you know, your income is your biggest wealth building tool, and you just got to free up everything. So I thought, well, what was the best way, you know, gazelle intensity? What was the best way to like free up all my expenses? Okay, just live in a van and then get somebody else in here and then. If we're both doing it and, you know, we're both going hard at two different jobs, I don't know. We're pretty selfless people as far as, like, each other, but I can definitely see how that would, like, be a problem, like you know, the money situation. But, yeah, in my head, it's always been like,
I just want you to have a vision for your future and get a great job that you love and a career that you can sink your teeth into aside from the van.
Yeah, and, man, you are a scrappy 19-year-old brother. I want to high-five you. I'm further down the road than you are, and I want to also pass along the importance of a good night's sleep, of a shower, of some stability. And so this might be a 6-month plan. This might be a 9-month plan. Get a 1-bedroom apartment, a cheap 1-bedroom apartment that you can begin to have some stability, invite some friends over, and build a future.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.